Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy.
Are we talking about the $1 trillion flow? And as we talk about the $1 trillion flow tonight, we're going to talk about breaking curses and hexes off of your finance. While you have curses and what's going on with your finance, wherever you might be. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, so whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We come tonight to talk about breaking curses and hexes. Talk about the $1 trillion flow, too. And I want you to get your pencil and paper. And I have some questions I'm going to ask you tonight. Last night, we didn't finish. I had so many calls, I couldn't finish all the people that called questions about a curse. Can you die under a curse? You can die under a curse. Can you be cursed by God? I don't really believe God cursed a person. A person get cursed because they don't obey the rule of God. And I'm going to, right now, as you come on, get your pencil and paper together. Hope you had your water up last night. We're going to talk about curses, hexes, and spells, and jinx. You know, a guy wanted to ride in my car. I rode that guy. I had a problem on my car. Boy, we had to clean my car out. There's certain people, they just carry evil spirits on them. Let me tell you, they carry those type of spirits. And I'm going to tell you the type of spirit it is. We're going to play this right now, though. Because, how many love God tonight? This is Friday night, $1 trillion flow night. Wherever you might be, I need somebody tonight to know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Get ready. Because he lives. Because he lives tonight, you live. Because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Because he lives. I'm going to talk to you tonight. I'm going to tell you all is well. The $1 trillion flow. Tonight. He lives. Somebody got to know tonight that God lives down in you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Get ready for things to change in your life. I'm praying for you, Pearl. Mary, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Pam. Sherry, I'm praying for you. Bright Star, I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call, every donation, I'm praying tonight. I want to loosen up your finance. I want you to talk about being debt-free. All your credit cards paid off. Where you can have, I got to read this to you. Because this month and next month, this year, next year, we're working with people to free Jeff Ford, Larry Hoover, SCLC, Dr. King Movement, Marcus Garvey Movement, Malcolm X Movement, and the MLK Movement. We're working with people to get those brothers released out of jail because they're political prisoners, okay? If you want to ask me, and I'll tell you why, explain it. But tonight, we're talking about the $1 trillion flow, and we're talking about the money being, you want to take back all that the devil stole from you. You got to know that God lives in you. And because he lives, I can face another day. Somebody ought to pray with me tonight. Because there's some things you're going to hear tonight that might wake you up to how you got crossed up and messed up. And where you still messed up. And first, obedient. You got to be obedient to God. And some of you have refused to be obedient to God. And that number one, you got to be obedient to God. And you can't be obedient to your wife, your husband, your children, your friend, because he lives. I'm going to play that. I want to play this for Mother, Mother Bass, going through a little thing, but Mother Bass, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be all right. And Mother Pearl, I'm praying for you tonight. There's no kind of girl. I want you to, wherever you might be, in Arkansas, Mississippi, because he lives within us. Come on, Holy Ghost. That's all. And I want to say to you, Regina, I want to say to you, Renee, your mother come in and stood by me. I had Renee, mama on one side, Regina, mother on the other side. And they whispered in my ear a word. Thanks, Francis. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott, because he lives tonight. I can make it. Whatever you're going through, go through it. Because he lives. In the $1 trillion flow tonight. Pam, I'm praying for you. Beverly, I'm praying for you. Sylvester, I'm praying for you tonight. Christine, I'm praying for you. And I was going to call Dr. Christian, but I got busy. I didn't call her. But I want to tell you, you have to get up to do what you want to do. You have to make a commitment tonight, not to this economy, but to God. You got to make a commitment. First, you got to repent. And say, God, forgive me for my sin and go to the next level. Because he lives. I just want to say that to you. Because he lives. See? See, you don't need to try to kill yourself. God is sitting on the throne, and God is talking. I want to share this with you. Matthew 6, that we seek first the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God. When you seek God, all the other stuff that you want, the cars, the home, the money, you can get all that. But first, you have to walk like a queen. You have to walk like a king. You have to walk like a god and a goddess. See, when you're a goddess, lady, they can't touch you. When you, man, when you know you're a god, ain't nothing can touch you because that aura of healing is around you. That aura of protection is around you. And I don't care what the doctor said, I claim tonight your healing. Tonight, I claim tonight your financial breakthrough. I claim tonight your business will be successful, wherever you might be. If you're trying to get into America, you're going to get here. If you're trying to be a doctor, a lawyer, you're going to school, you don't know how you're going to get paid tuition. Whatever will, that's the way. I want you to get ready for the trillion flow. Racism and white supremacy might play.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood if you educated. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion
From LA flow. To Miami.
Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia, maybe you
Louisiana, which is like $1 million flow. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, huh?
Get ready for God to give you a breakthrough tonight and for you to receive the bounty he got for you. Now, last night we talked about the curses, the hexes. We talked about the witchcraft, the voodoo, the voodoo. And I want to thank right now when I said that Dr. Kirby came in, the queue. And Dr. Kirby want to speak tonight. The Kirby told me, he said, many people have been fixed and never know they were fixed. And the curse hold, it keep you not being what you ought to be. That's what Dr. Kirby said. And when it take you away from out of yourself, when it take you away from yourself, you can't be the man or the woman you want to. So breaking curses and hexes tonight. Dr. Kirby, thank you, Dr. Kirby. Dr. Kirby said it's an old tradition. Now in New Orleans they call it hoodoo. In Africa they call it voodoo. One is working with the spirit, and the one in New Orleans called hoodoo. And the ancestor did work with hoodoo. And African work with voodoo. It's two different things. Now, they all working with the spirit, okay? Now, when I said, what's wrong with black folks in America? They're not doing their magic. And what that means, they're not really doing what they're supposed to do. What they're supposed to do in what is the gift. See, Christianity took you out of your really gift. And, you know, you call it the Holy Ghost. But in New Orleans, they said, I'm a hoodoo you. Now, hoodoo and voodoo are two different things, okay? Now, we're going to break it up and talk about it tonight. Maybe you want to chip in on it. When you go over to the island, over to Jamaica, over to Kenya, go to Haiti, and then down in New Orleans, it was a loss of, they came from Africa with voodoo. Because the people wouldn't let them beat the drums and stuff, they started doing hoodoo. And with the hoodoo, they put the stuff down. Stuff happened. Now, this is going on between white folks and black folks. Really, black folks in slavery, okay? And white folks was over black folks and misuse them. But over in Haiti, they said, we tired of these young black folks. We're going to let them go. Because the mamas were dying, the children were dying, and they wouldn't even, you know, in Africa, they used to carve little statues. When they got to America, they wouldn't let them beat no drums, all of that. That's communication. Because they were scared of African voodoo. Okay. So that the people came over generation, they changed it from voodoo to hoodoo. Hoodoo you. Okay? Put a spell on you. All of that grow out of being in slavery and captivity. That's what they grow out of. And that's what happened to a lot of our people. They didn't know what happened. That was happening to lots of our folks. Now, tonight, we talked about the $1 trillion float. And we talked about people. Last night, I had plenty of calls after I got off the air. Still calling me. I wanted to know about voodoo over hoodoo. and who hold the power over voodoo, who hold the power over hoodoo and the power of voodoo. Now, let's break this down where you understand. There's more people right now over in Africa and some parts of America study voodoo. They call it voodoo. It's the working of the spirit, okay? Now, when you get into Christianity thing, they flip it. Oh, it's the Holy Ghost. People be shouting and talking. That's the Holy Ghost. That's what they call it in the churches. But when the people don't go to church, they go out in the woods and they begin to do ceremonies. And them ceremonies bring on the spirit. I say, it bring on the ancestors. One man over in Haiti, they buried him alive. After a month, he came back. Listen, I thought he was dead. And they announced him dead. He was under a witchcraft spell. Now, down in Lexington, Mississippi, it was a man in the funeral home. And they had, the doctor announced him dead. When he got to the funeral home down in Lexington, Mississippi, he come back and said, where I'm at? They get ready to embalm him. He was in a spell. Yeah, a spell was on him. He woke up. So you got to understand witchcraft. You have to understand witches, warlocks. Then you got to understand people that work spiritual work. And I was telling a white boy, I was in New Orleans, he said, I'm a voodoo priest. I looked at him. Brother, you can't be a voodoo priest because your DNA ain't right. You had to have melanin. The white folks practice that stuff and take it and try to make it work. It don't work for them, okay? Because they don't know what it takes to work. You got to first, you got to have melanin. First, you got to be concentrated not to a church, not to a pastor, concentrated to God, the universe. Because we're bringing on the universe, okay? When people be doing stuff to your loved one, to you, you're going to pick it up and know about it. Now, you can take the Bible and read certain scriptures in the Bible, and the Holy Quran and the Bhagavad Gita, and you can run some stuff away because you don't really know that God is in everything and God will guide you to the right place. Now, do I believe in voodoo? Yes. Do I believe in hoodoo? Yes. Because it exists. If you so dumb say it don't exist, you dumb. And I believe in magic. Yes. I believe that black folks is born. If they do that magic, a lot of the stuff that's going on now can be turned around. A good example in Haiti, when they had the people in Haiti, they had an army. All them people died. And people, the Europeans come against Haiti. The dumb people did their magic, and the folks started dying, falling out. But they don't know what was wrong with them. The moon shined bright. And they started falling out. They got scared. They went back and said, we can't mess with these folks. They're back in the woods. Whatever they're doing is working. So the Haitian people did their magic. They got free. The rest of the colonies, it was under slaves. But the word was passed around to white folks, don't mess with them people in Haiti. Because they know something. The folks in Haiti was doing their magic. When they come from Africa, they was doing what they know. They handed down. Okay. Now, what I'm saying tonight, how to break the curse and the spell off of your money and break the spell of what happened to you. Some of the stuff happened to you is not real. Some of the death is happening to you is because you don't study your history. Everybody know your history but you. And they take your history and get rich off of it. They take your neighborhood and get rich. and leave out of your neighborhood. It's happening all over. So 2022 is going to be awakening. It's going to be awakening. Let me say the word, debt-free. I'm talking about this year, debt-free. Pray your credit cards off and be debt-free. Now, some of you don't know how to be debt. When you go in there debt-free, you pay off all your bills, you go buy a car with cash. I can't buy a car, I can have a credit card. You don't need no credit card when you got cash money. Hello? So the man want to keep you, it's a form of witchcraft. He want to keep you borrowing. That's when you're nervous, you have a heart attack, you have a stroke. But I ain't got no money. And all on that money, them dead presidents, right? That's the spirit. Them dead presidents. They started dealing with that in order to trap you. Now they want to put Susan B. Anthony on a $20 bill. And they want to take another lady, put on some silver piece. All that, see, we supposed to be working with silver and gold. Mansa Musa was rich with silver and gold, okay? The richest black man in the world was Mansa Musa, okay? And he was rich because he obeyed God. You can't enslave nobody when ain't nobody trying to credit nothing from you. You go downtown, men say, oh, yeah, your credit good. You can get it. No, I don't want no credit. I want to pay for it. You look at you funny. Because they want to keep the economy going. This economy is built off of credit. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And you get $10,000, you're going to go borrow it, $40,000, and put the $10 up, you're still broke. I'm talking about debt-free. Let me say it again. I got to sink it in your, and your business, your income for your business can grow. Everything you see now on the TV, every appetizer, you go get it. Well, I got to have that. And it gets you deep in debt. Now, I want to say this before I get started. Christmas is a money. Easter is money. All the holidays is geared up to get your money. Our buying power is $71 trillion. Ain't to my white folks buying power. Ain't to my Spanish folks. Black folks buying power tonight is $71 trillion. If we put them dollars together, what we can do? But we so divided, the white folks are working their magic, keeping us divided. We fighting each other. Then they want to go to a wall. The wall they finna start is magic. They're going to make money. Buy tanks, planes. One plane fell, the plane was worth $1 trillion. American plane. Who's going to pay for it? The taxpayers going to pay for it. See, a wall is very expensive. And if you in a way spiritual, you can feel it when you sleep. You can feel it because you get all kind of dreams. Because a lot of people finna die. They got to clean the planet off. The only way they can clean out with war. They gave you the virus. That ain't killing you fast enough. They're going to send you to war. Okay? That's what's happening. I want to say this tonight. As we get ready to break curses, hey, this is Friday night, the $1 trillion flow. Now, if you got a need, you plant a seed in our ministry. All you got to do is go to my website, theseedabrahamgillislake.com. I want 27 people to plant a seed. I don't care what you plant. You plant the seed and say, bitch, I plant the seed. I want to get something to you. I want to put something in your hand. I got to put it through the mail. I can't fax this. I want to put it in your hand. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, I'm going to give you a little prophecy tonight on your finance, why your finance is so backwards, why your finance is all crossed up and messed up. Now, number one, you got to look at magic. You got to, okay, they said black folks are up with white folks. You can never be up with white folks. If you got a job and the white boy got the job, you can't catch up with him because his great-grandfather stole from your grandfather and let him work for nothing. Our ancestor worked for nothing, okay? Now, the best thing that Biden can do is pay reparations. if we get reparations, you know, the Jews got reparations, and what happened to them didn't happen in America, but they got reparations from America, and they got all kind of museums about the Holocaust. Hitler killed a lot of white folks, lots of black folks. White folks killed a lot of black folks. That was a Holocaust, but we don't mention that. Black folks try to say, I don't want to mention I'm a slave. I want to get that away from me. I want to be like Susan and all of that. Be yourself. You just now started wearing your hair nappy. You know, you didn't want to braid your hair. Okay? You don't want to look like yourself. When you start to look like yourself, do you know there's power in your melanin? When you show up with the color of your skin, you got power automatically. Go in a room where lots of Europeans, you there. I'm the only one in here. Yeah, I'm the only one in here. I'm the only one got the power. You got the power. On your job, anywhere you go, you got the power. If you play basketball, football, golf, tennis, whatever you play, you're going to be the best at it because you got the melon. And because you got the melon, you can handle it. I say, get ready for the trillion flow. When they put the Japanese in prison camps, when they had the war, when they got out, they gave money. That means Japanese got all these businesses. Now they're getting the Abraham's money. Now they brought the people from Afghanistan, they gave them checks. They gave them food stamp card. They gave them medical card and gave them where to stay. And you standing right here in Chicago, Detroit, Atlanta, in New York, and you can't get a dime. They don't even want to give you no welfare. They don't want to give you no food stamps. So what that means, you got to step back and do your magic. And when I say magic, do your praying, do your meditating, and get out of the foolishness that racism put you in. Now, when I say foolishness, they got you a man thinking you a woman, got a woman thinking you a man. That's foolishness. That's to throw you off of your coat. Do you know they pushing homosexual real bad on TV, your kids, seeing all that mess? But that's to throw you off of what you're supposed to be. That's part of racism and white supremacy. See, racism and white supremacy deal with your education. It deal with you in the education field, in the job field. It deal with you, with your mental, the hospital, it deal with all that. The spell and this virus, that's someone, Hitler did that kind of stuff to say. If you go back and study Hitler had viruses. Hitler killed a lot of people trying to make a man a woman. I mean, cutting the man and all of that was did. Hitler's scientists did that. We living right now under that kind of mess that's going on. Okay, so we taking our shot, and you're still sick. Okay, you take the booster and another booster. They're getting ready to give you a booster too. Lord, hallelujah. I just want to say tonight, breaking curses and hexes, and how we do that. See, now, one of the things you got to understand, when you begin to meditate, and God gives you, some people have vision. Vision is you see it. Dreams come when you lay down your dream, but a vision, you see it. Just like I'm sitting here, you see something. That's a vision. A dream, when you lay down your dream, most times dreams come true. Sometimes visions come true. So you, a vision might say, don't drive this car. The vision might say, stick the tires on this car. Your dream, your ancestor come to you in the dream. Your mama, your brother, your sister, somebody family member will come and stand over you and say something to you. Something they can say it by, speaking, or they can say it through clairvoyant, or they can say it through cathesis. Mean that when you get in their presence, whatever happened, you know it's going to happen because you feel it. That's what that is. Now, I was telling last night, I was telling people about the curse. You honor the curse. You honor, you know, when you talk about voodoo, let's talk a little bit about voodoo. Voodoo is the working of the animals. It, you know, they work with nature and all of that. But when you cross over, like down in New Orleans, they study a lot of hoodoo. That hoodoo means that you're trying to do something to somebody, you're trying to do something, and they mix it up. Okay. What I'm saying, you ain't been to Africa, and nobody taught you what's going to happen. You're doing hoodoo, putting something in the beans and all that other stuff, fixing people, time. That's hoodoo. Okay. Not voodoo. Voodoo, voodom, is the working of the spirit, meaning working of the spirit, okay? And that means that you take the forces of the universe to work in your behalf, okay? They take little dogs. They, now, in Africa, they didn't use dogs. They used carving, okay, wooden carving, the different gods, see? Now, when they came over from Africa, they went into the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church turned it around because they couldn't beat it, so they joined it and watered it down. If you get a cup of coffee and it's strong, you're going to put some cream in it, and you're going to cream it too, and that's what they did with voodoo. So the people that studied hoodoo is a throw-off from them being watered down, you know, all different things. So when you talk about Christmas, talking about all these holidays, that's part of hoodoo. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. Now, when you go into the spirit realm, talking about voodoo, when you go to voodom, voodom is working of the element, the water, wind, fire, and the earth. Everything, the stars, all that work for you because you're studying voodoo. And voodoo comes from Africa, from Egypt. And it's the working of our ancestors, okay? Now, it's more people study voodoo than Christianity and Islam. See, Islam comes from voodoo. Christianity comes from voodoo. And Judaism come from voodoo. What I'm saying, all of them took a little out of the voodoo and put it in their religion. Okay, you talking about Jesus on the cross. You talking about the saints, and in voodoo you talk about the ancestors. They got the cross. Now the cross with Jesus on it. Now. In Christianity, that's the cross that Jesus died on it, cross of death. But in voodoo, it's the Egyptian cross mean life. They use the cross in voodoo as the crossroad. See the difference? You wearing a big cross around your neck, don't even know what it's for. In voodoo, it's the crossroad of life. And the Europeans put Jesus on it. He was never on it, but they put it on it, okay? And they work their magic, their voodoo, on us. So we are recovering, you know, and the church did a lot to block us, and the preachers, some preachers know, but they ain't going to stop getting money and tell you that what they're giving you ain't right. They ain't going to stop getting cars, airplanes, Rolls Royce, and Mercedes. They're going to keep getting tired. They're going to keep getting money and tell you it's a God coming down out of heaven to get you. Okay? That's the garbage he's going to tell you. But when you study Buddhism, you understand that you are the main figure and the energy of the moon star works for you. See, now, when I told you to set up the H2O last night, somebody should have a report tell me what happened when you set it up and you throw it out. What you were doing a ritual. That was a voodoo ritual. What you were doing, you was taking all the negative energy out of your house, sending it back. First you let it come in, you send it out. Now, I know Brother Berto from the island, his daddy was a priest, and he was a priest and still is. So a lot of Hispanic folks, they study Santa Maria. All that Santa Maria, all that come out of Budam is black folk stuff. The Hispanic it embrace it, black folk running from it. And it's our culture. It belongs to us. So when I was telling Chelsea, and I gave her some angels, they was messing with on the job, called them, she called an angel, lady, she broke her legs and scared her. Ooh, I didn't know, you didn't do that. You just did your spiritual work. You called on your ancestor to work with you. Some of y'all, you know, some of you will poison a man or get a gun and shoot a man or stab somebody. If you do your spiritual work, you ain't got to do none of that. The ancestor will work for you when you invoke them, when you call them. And the people know once you understand your power, you're dangerous. They're going to keep you in the dark, and these religious pimps going to keep telling you something coming out the sky. And you're going to keep all it. I'm going to tell you this. Mother Francis down in Algiers, just across New Orleans. They say it's hoodoo town. She picks a pot of gumbo. Then nobody got the gumbo, got sick. They didn't take no shot. They didn't go test. They ate that pot of gumbo. She made a wash pot of gumbo. And people was coming to get it. And then nobody get sick. And she told me, the bishop, these people don't know. When you invoke the spirit of your ancestor, they're going to stand before that. Because the virus is a European spirit. Somebody did, the European people got together and put that stuff together. But they tried it in Africa. What they said, 3 days, they put it in Africa, 3 days, the people was all right. But the same virus is still over him. Why is it over him? What goes around, it come from him, okay? They carried it over there. And it come back in. See what I'm saying? So this is what you got to understand. Some of you are depressed. You're depressed because you don't know your history. I ain't talking about George Washington. I'm not talking about Abraham Lincoln. That's all y'all know. Abraham Lincoln and slavery. You got to go back and see where you really come from. They made race a stigma. Some of you trying to bleach, Michael Jackson trying to bleach yourself and all of that mess. Then they say, well, I can't get them to bleach themselves. I turn them all to homosexuals. I turn the men to women and women to men. And it's working. It's working so far. And I can't talk about, I'm in the LBT community. Ain't no such thing. That's a lie. We're still living lies. Now, if you tell me what that's in the Bible, well, that's a community. Romans 1 and 26, God turned them over to a reprobate mind. Why? Doing things unseen. This man that in America know he dying out, he know it's time for the black people to rise up. So he trying every trick. I know y'all don't like this because y'all go to church. Pastor, they talked about my religion. You ain't got no religion. Huh? I'm sanctified and filled with what? With hell, trickly, the anointed of the Spirit. The Spirit that when you say, well, I'm going to leave that alone, but a lot's going on in your life. You don't know why. You see it, but you don't understand it because you caught up in materialistic things. You ain't calling things out, but you got to say, I'm healed. Okay. You got to claim it and name it. You ain't got to jump up down and shout and holler. Do your spiritual work. Do what God told you to do. Okay. Even the Native American, they do their spiritual work. So what I'm saying, they're talking about, we was already him, folks. The Europeans got him. We was already him. Okay. With all the killing and murder, immaterial just a drop of the bucket. They highlight immaterial, Mega Evers. But before immaterial was on the scene down in Money, Mississippi, they was killing blacks by the hundred, hanging them up. And that happened. But like the woman said, the blood is at the altar. And they was hanging people. And the woman sung the song. They want to put her in jail for saying that strange fruit on the tree. Okay. She sung that song. And they want to lock her up. James Brown, let me help you out. James Brown said, I'm black, I'm a proud. The FBI followed him to every concert that he went because he said, I'm black and I'm proud. They don't want you to know your blackness. They don't want you to know what you know. So this ain't nothing. If you don't believe it, Google it, James Brown, see what the FBI followed him. FBI sent letters, Coretta King about Dr. King, okay? They want to make him a sissy because he had a woman. He's a man. He's supposed to have a woman. If you're a woman, you're supposed to have a man. See what I'm saying? So the games that they've been playing and still playing them, you got to walk up out of that. And be the man you ought to be, and be the woman you ought to be. I say, thank you, kind spirit. Now, I see one hand up. Yes? Johnny. Okay, I see you. What you want to ask? Yes, you can be fixed. They call it fixed now. And down south, the old folks said, that girl been hoodoo. That boy been hoodoo. That's what the old folks said. Now we call it fixed, okay? Now, can it be broke? Yes, it can be broke. And it can be broke by your magic and your will. I just feel that black is coming out of economic witchcraft spell because we were put under, our ancestors were put under spell. You know, they work night in and night out and didn't get paid. Now, the Congress right now don't want to give us reparation and all the stuff that Biden saying going to war, ain't nobody up there. Now congressman said, is black folks gonna get reparation for our ancestors? The Jews got reparation. The Italian got reparation. The Native American got reparation. The Jews got it. And this stuff we did in Germany, but they got reparation in. Okay? Now here's a Ron Manion. He's a Jew. He's going over to China. He's an ambassador. Now, they talking about one black girl on the court putting her on the judge. Look how long it's been. We've been here. And they got one black man he married to a white woman, and they want to put a black woman. That's a token. Give us something that ain't a token. You know what I'm saying? Start giving us tokens and give us the real thing. I know y'all don't think because they got you under a spell. They say it's all right. They put Obama in there, put you under a spell. Because ain't nothing he did. If he did something, let me know. Tell me. Is black folks better off? Okay? It's good to see a black face. You go in a store, you see a black face, but if they don't want to help you, that ain't no good. You got to have somebody want to help you get to the next level. Hello, Ashe. Now, Mother Ross, God bless you. And God bless you. They've been whispering in my ears, telling Bishop, I thank the kind spirit. Now, brother, I want to tell you, when you got out of college, York was broke. Thank you. Your business is going to be successful. Thank you, kind spirit. And I want to say to you tonight, spell can be broken with prayer and concentration. Anytime I get in the church, because the pastor's going to say you're crazy. Because all he see is the dollar. And he's going to tell you God's jumping out of the sky to make it right. Because he's supposed to tell you that. But when you've got some knowledge and been traveled, you know, brother. You got to know. And I want to thank God for Dr. Henry Clark for telling the truth with black history. And most of the stories that tell what's going on in the financial world. Dr. Claude Anderson talked about the money that they had what they had did to mess you up. You still messed up. You ain't got yourself together yet. But I want to tell you tonight that every door closed will open up. Now, if you got a question, push a button, and I will answer your question on your finance. I'll ask a question about your breakthrough. Now, I want to thank Dr. Kirby for sitting in with me tonight, giving me knowledge on Budan. And Dr. Kirby is a high priest in that work. He's in the spirit realm. But he said, Bishop, you got to tell our folks what's going on. What's happening? Sometimes it happened in your early life. Sometimes it happened in your late life. But it happened to you, and you don't know why. You can't get past that. Okay. Now, some of you don't want to talk about it. You want to listen. You know you're under demonic curse. Somebody in your family under demonic curse. And you can tell them they're on it. They ain't going to listen to you. But they are under that curse. And when you read Matthew chapter 5 and go to verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the man was full of demons. And Jesus asked, what's your name? The man said, we are legion, we are many. So that was many spirits in that one man. Okay. Now we're getting back to people taking spirits, putting them on you. People to block you. Send the spirit in order to take what belongs to you. Hello. And when you get mad, if you don't go along with them, with the evil work that they're doing. Okay. So, some of the things that I was saying tonight, Curtis, just for you, Curtis. Curtis, I want you to read Psalm 23 and 20. I want an angel, Curtis, to come to you to share something with you about the accident that you both have been killed, but you didn't, you got hurt, but you didn't get killed. I say. Now, I want to tell you that need to know something. Genesis 27, verse 29. Psalms 27, 35, 37, Psalms 109, will bring the truth out. Daniel see, the king see the handwriting on the wall. He couldn't read it. He had to go get Daniel. All them soothsayers and witchcraft he had in the kingdom, they couldn't read it. He had to go get a man that was anointed by God, walking with God. Tell you tonight, I want you to put on your paper debt-free in 2022. That you know, but ain't no way. God will make a way. And I want you to look for a financial miracle. That means money you ain't looking for, you're going to get. Breaking curses and hexes and all spells, witchcraft, janks, messed up. You can put a spell to make you sick. You can put a spell that will make you can't sleep at night. They send a spell to your heart, liver, and lungs. You got to know what to read, what to do, and send it back to the sender. You got some people, that's all they do is send evil out. They call it hoodoo. And they put that hoodoo on you and laugh about it. But if they do the hoodoo ain't nothing when you're talking about I'm voodoo. Voodoo will run hoodoo away every time. I ain't talking about no Christian, I ain't talking about no Islam, I ain't talking about none of that. Because I'm going to the root. The root is voodoo. Voodam, which is the working of the spirit. Now, hoodoo is working with stuff. You know, taking your panties, taking your shirt, taking your... That's hoodoo. Okay? Putting something in your food, that's hoodoo. See, lots of you doing hoodoo. And that hoodoo is a curse on you because it's going to come back and get you. Because if you mess with somebody doing voodoo and you're doing hoodoo, you got a problem. Because the one that's doing voodoo, they're going to come and get you. They're going to send it... You're doing hoodoo. That's that Louisiana stuff. Hoodoo. It worked for a minute. But it don't work when you got the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When you got all the saints and the stuff working with you, it don't work. You got to understand the spirit breaking curses and hexes, and it'll do it every time. I want to tell you that thing will open up. Okay. Robin, I see what you done texted me. All is well. Things going to work out for you. Thank you, kind spirit. And in a year's time, for this year, going into next year, you'll be debt free. Don't make no more bills. Just, I want to get debt free. I was that feel to get this yoke off of my back. Don't mean that you ain't got it to get it. That you got it, you can go get it. And it'll work for you. Mm-hmm. Put your seed down and be blessed. Because that's a blessing for you, and it's freaking out flow. And once you do that, and that'll work.
For favor, this is my seed to reap what I have sown. This is my seed for grace, for favor. But I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes. And I know he's able. I've got a seed in the ground that he's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. We all do it.
you to say this.